Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and it's been a couple of weeks since I've been here with you, so sorry for the long delay. But I've been busy. I've been making a new music video, which is going to be brought out in January. So I've been editing that, and I had to produce it. So I had to get everyone together. There's a lot of fight choreography in there, so we had to do rehearsals. And then I had to produce, and I had to sort out catering and locations and actors. And it was quite intense, but it's going to be worthwhile in the end. But and I'm back now. So anyway, this video is not about me and my music. This video is about a voice review of one of the most iconic voices of the last century, I'm sure, and that is of the voice from Alan Rickman.
The physical life of doing the films changed.
So whether you know Alan Rickman or not, you may have heard of his voice. He's someone who rose to, you know, popularity and Hollywood fame in the early 90s with Die Hard and with Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He played the Sheriff of Nottingham, still one of my best villains to date. And he's got such an iconic voice, such an amazing, resonant, deep voice. It's not even that he's deep, it's that he's resonant. And he's possibly one of the most perfect examples of how by changing the shape of your instrument, you can actually affect the resonance. Now, everyone is born with a different body, okay? Everyone's born with the structure, the instrument, the body they have. But bodies can be manipulated somewhat. And Alan Rickman certainly has a body which allows him to speak the way he does more so than anyone else. But we can try to adopt traits of his, and we can listen to his voice, and we can manipulate our own voices to find some of that resonance for ourselves, even though it's not ever going to be quite, you know, what he possessed. And so let's take a little listen to Alan Rickman in an interview here.
During that period, computer graphics grew up. So when we started, we were on locations. By the time we finished, we were on a piece of grass out the back with a big stadium of lights because they could invent anything and put it around us. So the physical life of doing the films changed drastically during that period. Never mind just watching them grow up and you kind of thinking, I guess they've been through puberty somewhere here. And you can't quite treat them as 12-year-olds anymore.
Right, so let's talk about this resonance because it is the thing that stands out above anything else. Alan Rickman seems to my ear, has quite an extraordinarily large nasal cavity. Now, if you try to imagine that the size of a speaker often depicts its volume, if you like, and sometimes the depth of range of sound that's able to travel through that, because there's a bigger distance, a bigger gap for vibrations to bounce back and forth. And that vibration back and forth is called reverberation. And that's where resonance comes from. So it's the ability to have sound move in and out. A tight restricted space isn't going to have as much resonance as an open large chasm. And that some of these resonators that we have in us are, you know, mostly hard, like in our head and chest, and these are open areas, but some of them are kind of malleable and soft, and like in our mouth, we can change the shape of our mouth and that can change our resonance. Now, he's clearly got an extraordinarily large nasal cavity, and so the fact that he also opens up his throat and uses his nasal cavity really gives him this rich, warm, open, resonant sound, because he's allowing the sound to sort of hit and bounce off all of these areas at once. He's not restricting anything and he's not directing anything one way or the other. He's really using everything. Like I say, certain accents, and he's obviously got a fairly RP British accent, but he's such a specific sound. It's kind of camp, it's kind of relaxed, but this lower jaw, and this jaw, keeping this jaw down at the back and keeping the soft palate up and really using his nasal resonance really helps him to kind of create this bigger sound. Now, I'm not really doing his accent right now. I'm going to try and do that for you in a second, but that's the first thing I noticed. And so what you can take from this is that if you find that you've got a small voice or a voice that's not heard or it's not being picked up, and you want to, I don't know, get not more volume without pushing and without straining and without projecting, trying to find space in your in the areas where sound travels through from your belly right up through to your mouth and your nose is a good idea. So practicing flexibility exercises and lengthening exercises and trying to yawn and create space and practice sending air through the nose, through the mouth and different parts of the mouth and play around with it, because he was clearly comfortable in his own skin. He was clearly very relaxed when he spoke. And because he had this natural instrument, it happened quite naturally for him, I believe. But he still had training. And his training would have helped him find the best of his instrument that he did. And you can also have a better instrument if you've not been doing the work. Then you can do the work. And then wherever you are now, you can improve. And resonance is what you really is the key thing to look for. So creating space on the inside in order to make more vibrations sound deeper and therefore not so much of an effort to use and project your voice with. That's resonance. That's one of the key things that Alan Rickman has. So give it a go.
I'm fighting for process for them because, you know, whereas I was 7 weeks, they were 52 weeks. And so, you know, you were praying that they were having some sort of normal life. And it's a miracle.
So he does this thing, he kind of talks through his teeth. He's articulate because he's using his lips well, but he does talk through his teeth like that. So he's got this incredible resonance going through his nose, but he talks through his teeth. He doesn't really open them, but he does articulate with his lips and his tongue quite well. And he turns the corners, it looks like, of his mouth down, but he's got kind of high cheekbones, but still he's turning them down. It's hard to do because I'm just built very differently, but looking at him,
putting on the wig, okay.
It's more that it's not that he's pushing them down, it's that they're relaxed down, and that's just natural for him to really do that. But I think he also produces his lips more forward like that, and that helps with the sound to go out the way it does. So Harry Potter, he really, it's difficult to do because he's such a fantastic like instrument that he has. It's really hard to copy him. I think Benedict Cumberbatch does a really good impersonation of Alan Rickman, but again, Benedict Cumberbatch has got a very similar long nasal cavity, and so it might be easy for him to drop down into those and get those deeper nasally sounds.
Meanwhile, not quite.
You can see as he's aged, he's you can see even from a young age, he's got quite a long neck, quite a long torso, quite a long face, and this long nasal cavity is like such a massive part of the way he sounds. But relaxation is what allows him to use it as well as he does. So finding relaxation in your body, and you may find if you've watched many of these videos that I'm repeating myself when it comes to actors, mainly, because the things that make them great are what make them all great, and that's relaxation and finding space and creating space. So if you wanted to have a bit more Alan Rickman in your life, find ways to relax your body, whether that's by getting on the rollerball or getting on, you know, going to do some yoga or meditation or breathing exercises, plenty of that on this channel, or whatever it is you find that helps you to relax your body physically and your mind, so then you're not judging yourself to let the voice just do its thing, then creating lots of space. And if you want to sound more Alan Rickman, just slightly turn down the bottom of your mouth like that, and maybe talk through your teeth and articulate more with your lips, and you'll be closer to the thing. But he also does this thing I noticed where he does he lets a lot of air out before he says H sounds, for example. So rather than saying Harry Potter, he says a Harry Potter, so he says a Harry a Potter. And it's a bit like the Spanish when they say a snake, because they can't say S, they have an A sound ahead of the S. He has an sound ahead of certain H's, for example. A Harry a Potter. So that's just one way you can do an Alan Rickman. I know that's not the best impersonation in the world. I might actually... I was thinking about this because someone said, why don't I do impersonations? I should do just to prove how good I am. And it does take time. You know, if you wanted to get his accent right, you've got to sit down, you've got to work it out, you've got to break it down. And but I think I might actually start doing that. These reviews are fine, but of course they are just my opinion. And of course I'm always, you know, making these videos to help the general audience, and none of them are that specific. So I think I might actually pick a few, maybe a few famous voices. Maybe you've got some suggestions for that, and you can leave in the comments below. And I can see if I can break them down precisely and exactly and pinpoint and actually do it myself and show you the journey I take from going from just the way I speak now to doing one of these accents. And I think he'd be a really good one to do. And I'm kind of halfway there, and I understand what to do, but there are certain things in his dialect I'd really have to pinpoint to make it, you know, a lot more Alan Rickman. So I think I'll do that in the new year. I'll do some more of those videos. And that's it for today. I've not been around. Again, I've been busy. I've not had a lot of time to really think about the videos and producing. But, you know, in the new year, there's going to be a lot more. And I've also got a second channel I'll be working on for Hack Mojo, which is all about confidence, and which is something that if you're feeling bad about your voice, it's going to be useful to help you find the inner courage to stand up and use your voice. It's not even just about the voice. That's why I wanted to bring it onto a new channel, and I'll be doing that. So I'll be sharing some of those videos with you here as well as little teasers. I'll be producing a few more videos now before the end of the year, but not too many. So thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for, you know, the channel is still growing, and I'm very pleased to actually find some time to do this today, even though I would have liked more time to really analyze his voice more. It doesn't matter. Just remember that resonance will come from relaxation and developing space within your instrument, so you can then speak without effort and improve your voice. Thank you very much. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.